If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, what's going on? I've got a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that just went down on Wednesday night. I'm going to give you, about 20 minutes of it. We had a good time, as always. And part of the programming that I post each and every week on my Patreon. Go ahead, enjoy this. The full show, though, is another hour and 10 minutes of content. And we do it every single week. And I post it to Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Part of my job is to inform you as to what that is. What is it? It's just a fancy word for a paywall. Okay. You give me a few bucks and then you get access to all of the material I put up there each and every week, which is about 15 hours. Makes a great accompaniment to the regular free podcast that you hopefully enjoy each and every day of the work week. So there you go. You want in? Just go there, patreon.com/Eric Zane, and kind of root around a little bit. Sign up for $5 a month. You get all the audio. $10 a month, you get all the audio, all the video, and the live streams. You can even be part of the live Zoom audience when we do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So I recommend just trying it out for 1 month, seeing if it's something you like. And then, you know, if you really like it, you can either let it ride month to month or convert it to a yearly. And then I'll save you 10% off the cost. P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much, and enjoy this.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric, E-R-I-C, Eric, E-N, Ben, Eric.
God, I'm such an asshole. Oh, I think it's still there. Hold on. You're like, oh, you were like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about, and it's amazing because I was talking about, yeah, I hate podcasts that kind of start out slow and then,
right,
you know, I ended up, Ben, I weigh 183 pounds.
Is that good or bad?
That's horrible.
Really?
Yeah, I've never weighed over 180. And the,
are you sure?
The heaviest that was with you was 177.
Oh, I thought, okay, and then you were trying to get down to 165?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I'd be happy now with under 180.
Hell, I'd be happy with under 200.
So, I you know, how they often say, I guess people describe it as you got to like watch where you eat. But if you're exercising, you still got to watch what you eat. And that's the hardest part for me.
Yeah. I agree. I'm in the same boat.
Oh, I'm bringing all this mass of humanity in here. Look at all these amazing.
Holy cow. There's so many people.
Uh-huh. There's a bunch. I'm going to mute them. See, Rob is here. Sarah. Okay. We're good. Welcome to all of you. Is Lisa looks like, what is going on? You look like you should be in like a 1980s. MTV video. Is that explain what's happening here?
I'm waiting for the Johns to come in. It's a little early, but they'll be in soon. You know, this is the local bar scene. See there?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Back
yeah.
Home. I got you. Okay. Yep. You actually got dressed up for the occasion.
I did. Sure did.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Are you in a store? Oh, what the fuck is? All right. I see Chris is Chris. What's up, buddy? Yeah. Awesome. You look cooking bloated. Food. You look bloated. How's the alcoholism?
I haven't even started today yet.
All right.
I wanted to eat food first, and then I was going to start drinking my alcohol.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. I'm sure that'll go good with the medicine you told me you were taking. That's great.
My wife did actually say that like a couple weeks ago, or like, I don't know what it was. I'm really not supposed to like, mix that with alcohol. And I'm like, yeah. I don't really.
You're going to be care. Like, you're going to be like fucking Kurt Cobain or something like that. All right.
Did we do this last week or no?
You should. We didn't do this. You should listen to your wife once in a while. You know, that's the problem. Too many guys don't listen to their wives.
And you should talk.
I listen to my wife. I've been married for 30 years, you fuckhead.
You do not always listen to your wife. What are you talking about? The arguments that you have with her? Are you kidding me?
I'm just telling you, you should listen to your wife. Raise your hand if you think that I am correct. Audience.
Nobody.
They all raise their hands. You jackass.
Yeah, Nick has it with his head behind his, you know, turned the other way.
Yeah.
Trying to hide himself.
All right. All right. I'm going to mute you. I'm already sick of you. Ben, I need you to break down this this dog biting incident. In case people don't know,
you
sent me a text and said, I got bit by a German Shepherd 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay. Break it down.
So, at my work, we have iPads, and it has directions, and then it also has like all these dots where locations are for different addresses.
Yeah.
And you're able to edit the addresses and add notes to them. And when I got to this one specific house that I've never been to, it said underneath the address, dog bites. Park before the propane tank, only deliver to front porch. So already my anxiety is kind of high because I don't want to deal with this. Plus, I've never been there. So I get out of the van and I'm delivering the package to the front porch. And about halfway there, all of a sudden, this German Shepherd comes barreling out from behind the house and gets about as he's about 10 feet away from me, I pivot and start running for the van. But as I run for the van, I trip over myself and fall to the pavement, and I cut up my elbow pretty bad. But as I'm laying there and getting up, the German Shepherd bites the back of my left arm. And then he bites my ass twice.
Shit.
And then I got in the van.
Stevie.
This is hilarious.
Oh, my God. Okay. So then you when you the dog bit and did it shake at all or did it just bite and then let go?
I don't know. It happened so fast.
Okay.
I felt the teeth, especially on my ass. But yeah, then I got in the van and I'm bleeding everywhere because of my elbow. And the owner comes out and comes to the van and she's like, "Are you okay?" And then I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Are you going to sue me?"
"Oh, you bitch."
And I'm like, "No, but then you talk to me and you're like, you should sue.
Fuck. Yes. But okay. First of all, there is, this whole circumstance is going to mess with your head. It affects everything. Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
Especially, I mean, this would have been a lawsuit in 1975. Think about it. And now, I mean, you can just look at somebody and get sued for it. So, holy shit. What did the boss say about this?
They just wanted to make sure I was okay. That's about it. They asked how severe the bites were, but it wasn't bad. So
yeah, I guess that's a good question. How severe were the bites?
Not bad. So I'm totally okay. Didn't break skin or anything.
Did not break skin. No. Okay. So what are you gonna do? Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Just keep on working.
Okay, just keep on working. Boy, that is so fucked up that dog can even get out. Is this like a...
That's right. I forgot. She's the reason it said don't park past the propane tank was because there's an electric fence, but the owner said, sorry, the dog didn't have his collar on today. So,
oh man. Now I think that if you did push the issue,
yeah.
You know, I think that there is some dollars and cents here. I really have. Maury, you've been bitten before. I know you have experience. Can you shed some light on this, please?
Yes, you need to sue him, Ben. I got bit and it went through my jeans, my long underwear, whatever. Tiny little bite, hardly any blood. And I got $5,000 for that. And that was just
jeez.
You got 3 bites. Take pictures and keep taking pictures of the bruising and the marks. And I mean, I don't know how big they are, but like I've just got a tiny little scar. I don't even know if I could find it anymore, but you'll definitely get money.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know about that. I don't think the bites are even noticeable. I don't know. I haven't looked at my ass. Sure.
It doesn't matter. You'll get it. I didn't even have to go to court. My lawyer went and got it and whatever. I mean, unless your employer says that you can't, is there something in your,
I have no idea.
I know that. I mean, what I was talking about is they have insurance. It's not like they're going to be out anything. Okay. Right. That's why people are insured.
Yes.
And frankly, if it does raise the rates, well, good. These assholes should have better control of their dog.
That's for sure.
I would not have sued this guy. I was walking down a country road for exercise. This guy opened the front door, let his little Eskimo dog come and attack me, laugh about it, didn't offer to help me, never said he was sorry. If he would have done any of those things, I wouldn't have sued.
Right. Yes. He would have.
If you were okay, that dog should, well, it's her fault. The dog didn't have the collar on.
Yeah. Was this like a Hill Jack community, Ben? Thank you, Maureen.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Ben, was this like a one of those shitbird communities?
It was out in the country, Wayland.
So. Oh, yeah. Those are, people are animals.
Lady was hot, though.
She was.
Oh, yeah. She was a looker.
Was she Milfy or Gilfy?
Yeah. Milfy. Young MILF.
Yeah. But, well,
but if you know your dog's like that, how could you ever not let him out with a cow, or how could you let him out with that, without a collar on?
I would be terrified of the prospect of that possibly happening.
Yeah. I'm just glad he didn't bite my face or something like that.
Well, yeah, and then you wouldn't have sued. You'd have been, oh well, too bad. I guess I just lose my eyes. No big deal.
Ended up looking like a Picasso painting, like that one lady.
Right. All right. So, I guess that's it. So you're back at it today.
Yeah.
Now, eventually, you might have to deliver back to that house, right?
Yeah. That's a possibility. I changed the notes in the thing where it said don't park past the propane tank. I left that in there, but I said don't leave the van if possible, and just throw packages.
I'm just driving by throwing their shit out. If they order fine fine crystal. I'm throwing it out there, and that's the end of it. Sorry. Your dog's a GD menace.
Yeah.
Screw that.
And it's a big-ass dog, too. It's a
freaking shepherd.
Yeah.
Nick says, if you don't have any marks, head back over there and slather yourself with with barbecue sauce.
No way.
What about mace? Can you carry mace or like a, I don't know, a Desert Eagle 50 caliber pistol? Right. Or...
Yeah, they need to put that dog down.
That's yeah. If you file the complaint, they might end up doing that. So.
Yeah. I would kind of feel bad, but
yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, sorry that happened to you, buddy.
Yeah, it's all right. You live and you learn.
The rumor is you're going to see Limp Bizkit.
Oh, hell yes.
Is that in Saginaw?
Yeah, tomorrow night in Saginaw.
Oh, dear God.
It's going to be amazing.
So the guy's name is Fred Durst, right?
That's correct.
So he got to be about 75 years old now, right?
He's in his 50s, I believe.
Really?
He's got to be. Early 50s? I don't know. They have a song called Dad Vibes, and so he's got like a Fu Manchu, and then he wears I think it's a wig.
Yeah.
Like a gray wig. So he's really leaning hard into the dad vibes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So you and who are you bringing your significant other? You're going with a boyfriend?
Correct. Just the girlfriend.
Spending the night there, driving all the way there and back.
Driving there and back.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Horrible. Especially after a day of driving for work. Hmm. So I'll make her drive there and then I'll drive back.
And you got to work the next day?
No, I don't have to work on Fridays, but she does. So she's not too happy about it.
Okay, so she's doing the donut thing.
Correct. And she's supposedly got an order for 400 donuts on Fridays that she's got to do. Jesus. So
that's really, would you describe that as taking off the business? I mean, is it like taking off, like doing that?
Oh,
like that
yeah. Enough to where they have, three employees. They're doing well, I'm supposing.
Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, geez.
This is the Ben and Bethany Show.
We go together like topsoil and manure, like a tractor and a dozer blade, like mulch and manure.
It's time for the Ben and Bethany Show.
All right. I kind of forgot where we last checked in, when we last checked in with our heroes as to what exactly was going on there.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But this moment in particular, you can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
You guys, Ben, you discovered a song that was very, very popular. Well, you were listening to one of the other radio stations that you work for, 95.7, and they were focusing on a song, and you were like, oh, we got to play this. So this is, you could not wait to break this down with Bethany.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you see it?
No, but don't look. Have you heard this song yet?
I was there when Steve played it.
Seriously?
Yeah,
I was there when he played it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's a total earworm. I had it stuck in my head all...
The pineapple pen one is out.
All week
I'm
last week.
I'm on here. I like Pinterest all this stuff.
It's going to be stuck in your head, Ben.
Oh, dang it.
Loud.
That's my dance for it.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen.
I have a pineapple.
I hate you two so much.
I know.
This is going to be one of the best songs ever made.
Pineapple, apple, pen.
That's going to be my ringtone.
Shit, it's short enough.
Pineapple, apple, pen.
Oh, fuck me. Holy shit. There you go. That's 1 minute of the Ben and Bethany Show.
Thank God it's over. You just and thank God it was just basically music.
Yeah, you just basically just said, listen to this. That's it. My free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Thanks for the time. I appreciate that. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.